this next volunteer I think you got on the line is...
Sir Oliver Smith.
Sir Oliver, please.
I know. Can we call you Smitty?
Sure.
Oh, hell no. I like that Sir Oliver.
Oh, okay.
That's I wish my mother would have named me that.
Sir Jerry Parsons.
Sir Jerry. She didn't love me as much, though.
He's going to get me distracted. I'm going to start talking about what his mother should have named him. One thing, Smitty does a lot of volunteer work.
Yeah.
One of the things that I worked with him a lot on is he's into water conservation and has been for a lot of years, and he's given a lot of classes. He's worked on a lot of projects that have been examples of what you can do here in the San Antonio area. So, Smitty, you're still just as active as you were, huh?
I try to be.
Yeah. Why'd you get involved?
Well, I moved here from California, where, as Pete was saying, you know, if we had nice tropical weather, we could grow nice tropical plants for, you know, Japanese tea gardens. But here I discovered all the things I planted in California didn't work. So I needed to find some way to discover what plants worked here, and they certainly aren't the same. So Master Gardeners was the answer, and I thought the Schultz House was an excellent place to learn what plants worked in this area.
Now, Elaine said she was in the 44th Master Gardener class. What class were you in?
Class 20.
20?
20?
Huh? So you were in the middle there. Huh?
Did
so,
you work out at Schultz House under that mean old woman out there?
Oh,
holy hell, that'd be training Edna, for anybody.
Edna Ward?
Slave driver. Edna Ward Tolan.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, she designed the gardens and way back about 12 years ago, and it's just amazing how many hours she puts out in the heat of the day and even the cold weather.
You know, you have Master Gardeners and then you have Green Beret Gardeners. They're the ones that worked under Edna.
Smitty, remember? Edna would occasionally have probationaries work, and Edna is about 87 pounds, you know, but she'd have these big burly guards with guns behind, you know, and she'd be bossing these people around and doing. They did a wonderful job for her, but it was always fun to watch.
They had a lot of hardscape to put in, and they started with nothing around this old house. It's built in 1893, and she designed this beautiful period garden for what would it would have looked like back in that period of time. And it's still to this day, we try to keep it as much the way she had it originally as original design.
Well, talk a little bit about why folks should come there, maybe for a brown bag seminar or just to visit. Tell us, remind folks where it is. It's on the Hemisphere grounds, right?
Right below the tower. There's a large area below the tower, Hemisphere Park. Its actual number is 514 Hemisphere,
yeah,
which is right behind the federal building. All these buildings that were built for the Hemisphere are now being used for courthouses and federal buildings. And the parking is along Durango, usually,
yeah,
with meters, or over at Lavaca, just a block away, and down Indianola, and then cut across the parking lot for the federal building. And once you get back there, people say, I didn't know this garden even existed back here. It's a spectacular spot. It's like a miniature botanical garden.
Or you can just park in the federal parking lot there, can't you?
Huh? I wouldn't take a chance.
Come on. What can they do to you in the federal
parking lot? Yeah, I don't know. So, now, you said you got involved with the Master Gardeners to learn, but did you find that you were getting more out of that than just the education?
Oh, right. I mean, you see what actually does work here in San Antonio. Many things were given to us to plant, either by Paul Cox from the botanical gardens or through nurseries. Milberger's, I'm sure, donated many of the plants. And we can see what things worked and what didn't. And
yeah,
things that I thought would be excellent. Of course, this is all clay soil down there. So people who have clay soil know that it's not as easy to grow some things as it is in other parts of town. And so then... In fact, some of the areas are so bad with clay soil, they had to remove the area of a lot of the soil and put in decomposed granite in order to have some good drainage so we could at least try some of the xeriscape plants. And so now we have various types of soil, various types of gardens, and you can see what does work here in San Antonio.
In fact, you'll help people, too, if they're... And that was funny when you were talking about this, again, at one of the Master Gardener classes that I attended. When you were talking about it, you were talking, you know, it was very casual, but also educational, and people could come by and you would show them the different plants, or they could bring something home or things like that, right?
Right. The gardeners are there on Fridays for sure.
Yeah.
They're from 8 or 9 until it's either too hot or we're too tired, so usually till 2 or 3 o'clock. And if people come by and want to take cuttings. We're all the time cutting things off, things that you can't grow without cuttings, like Brugmansia, this beautiful Mexican tropical plant. Yeah, and so we'll take cuttings and give them those because it has to be pruned anyway. It gets in the way of the walkway. If they want, we have extras that come up. Yellow oleander, it's hard to find in the nurseries, so we'll dig up small seedlings that come up and they can take them home. So, yeah, we'll accept volunteers on our Fridays.
Yeah.
And the new garden manager, Pat Harris, is there on Mondays and Wednesdays as well to make sure things are watered and or debris is picked up. But it's available 7 days a week to come walk through, but there'll be people there at least Tuesday through Saturday in the gift house.
And talk about the brown bag seminars, too, at the Schultz House.
Yeah, brown bag is the second Thursday of each month, and it's at noon. And we used to do it in the patios, but with our weather, not knowing if it's going to be too hot or too cold, we've moved over to UNAM. University of Mexico has loaned us a building. And so we have excellent speakers. In fact, Malcolm Beck is going to be there in February. Second Thursday is February 8th. Mark Fanick's due in the first in January 11th for trees to fit the space that you happen to have. Those that are cutting down old trees and want to replace them with something because old ash has finally bit the dust. He can tell you a tree that'll grow fast and or one that has beautiful blooms. He'll be there in January 11th. And
if you come in to hear Malcolm, you need to buy a big bottle of beer to put in that brown bag. And he'll sound better at the end of the bottle than he will at the beginning of the
Poor
bottle.
Malcolm.
We say it's from 11 or from 12 until 12:40, but he might be still speaking at 1:40 or 2.
If he's leave speaking at sundown, if anybody's listening.
Smitty, tell us, you know, the Schultz House is a wonderful project and lots of opportunities there, but tell us more about what you're doing as a volunteer.
Yeah.
You're doing all kinds of things.
Well, I try to cut back. And so I used to be at Botanical Gardens at the Garden Center. Because the more places you go, you deal with more different types of soil, and you get to see what things grow in different areas. And so that we're trying to do the same thing at Schultz House as far as the period garden, the modern garden, the patio garden, tropical garden. So I'm trying to say what things will work. As I go to other gardens in the neighborhood and the surrounding city, I see things that work.
When you teach classes, what topics do you cover?
My primary topic is xeriscape, wildscape. I've discovered that if you put the right plants in, the butterflies will be there. And it's amazing how even down in Schultz House now, we still have the gold fritillary butterfly laying eggs on the passion vine.
Mm-hmm.
They cut the passion vine down. It's getting too big. And I say, no, leave it for the butterflies.
They're Jerry, still... do you hear that?
I thought it was a small, low-flying bird.
Yeah.
There's still larvae eating the passion vine down there and making their cocoons. There you go.
Well, what do you... You know, there's been hundreds of volunteers, master gardeners, garden volunteers, all kinds of folks that have been involved in this low water use, you know, trying to... All of us want to garden, and we want to make whatever choice we want to make, but, you know, overall looking for some efficiency and, you know, kind of trying to come up with a mode of a San Antonio mode of gardening. Do you think we made any progress in all these years you've been involved in it?
I think so. I first went to the xeriscape contest sponsored by SAWS way back 10 years ago. We were lucky to get sometimes 5 or 6 neighborhoods, but now I'm seeing, you know, a lot more people signing up. And this last year when they had individual homeowners being able to get involved, it was an excellent variety of... Because in some parts of the city, the actual St. Augustine grass worked well in the shade. And most of them felt, no, the Bermudas and other grasses do much better. And so a good variety of things were on display last year.
Great.
What's exciting, too, is maybe this new Wild Fest that's coming up that I guess SAWS and the City of San Antonio Tourism is going to do in May. To me, it's going to be an exciting event because it'll be featuring Mitchell Lake and Botanical Gardens, and I'm sure the Japanese Sunken Gardens will get involved. And a lot of different places will be involved that can attract birds and butterflies to the area.
Yeah, that's a good point that the volunteers are all these events that we talk about here. Jerry and I are involved in a lot of them, but there's volunteers at every single one of them that make them work and answer questions and run the exhibits.
You couldn't do it without them.
No.
So, Smitty, what do you find that you like, or what do you find rewarding about volunteerism? Or if somebody was saying they wanted to get involved and but didn't know, you know, whether they'd enjoy it or not, what would you tell them?
Well, I came here as an educator from California, and people say, do you miss teaching? And I think, no, because I didn't like the classroom setting. I'd much rather be outside. And by being out there, you get to talk with people, and they say, gee, what's that? How does that work? How will that work in my yard? You can get very individual attention to people that come up and ask questions or come to classes, and they have pertinent questions about their own landscape. And every yard is so different here in San Antonio. I mean, there's the 5 or 6 different soils types, and some people have more rain than others in the hill country, and the drought causes the problem in some areas. So individual attention is what I think you can really do is volunteering.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Benny. Hey, if they want more information on your pet project, really, is the Schultz House. If they want more information on that, what do they do?
Right. That's the Schultz House gift shop is manned Tuesday through Saturday with volunteers. They can call there at 229-9161.
229-9161?
Right. Usually from 10 to 2, you can pretty well expect someone to be there. Sometimes not, because it is manned by volunteers.
Yeah.
I tell you what we'll do too. If folks will email me, if you heard about a project,
email thing.
What? I'm not excited. If you'll email me at milburgerradio@yahoo.com, if you didn't get a number or miss something, or wanted some more information, I'll get you the numbers. So
you
get out a lot of numbers.
The Schultz House. We got it for the first time last month.
What's that?
We finally got an email at Schultz House. We got it last month.
Is that right?
Milton will send you one if you send me one.
Smitty, that's a good point, too. You know, we mostly talked about outside projects and teaching, but there's garden-related projects and can support some of these volunteer organizations, like working at the Schultz House, staffing out.
The inclement weather, they can go inside. It's air-conditioned or heated.
Clerical support's always needed.
Yeah, phone lines,
computer skills.
Answer questions. If someone asks about the gardens and there's no one out in the gardens, they can answer some questions. Most things are labeled that they could answer. The books are there. It's a great library of books for sale and available.
Smitty, did I see you at Edna's funeral the other day?
What's that?
Did I see you at Edna's funeral the other day?
Oh, Edna's still doing very fine.
Oh, she's still alive. Okay.
She's not at the gardens as much as she used to be.
Nice job, Smitty. You didn't even blink.
Well, I was kind of heartbroken because I hadn't heard.
You missed it, huh?
I thought, yeah, last time I saw Edna, she was giving me heck for something.
I'm trying to get her let us have a few rehearsals, you know, yeah. As old as she is.
But Calvin brings up a good point, and that is that you don't necessarily have to get your hands dirty to do gardening volunteerism. Phone lines to be answered, things to be mailed out. Doris was even talking about with Master Gardeners, just simply cutting and mailing and doing things for the children's presentations that never involved actually planting a thing. But it all depends on what you want to do. But there's almost an opportunity for anything that you can think of.
Absolutely, with our motto in our GVST group, we used to be all you had to do to qualify for the group was to have a heartbeat.
Uh-huh.
And then Tom Harris joined, and so we had to change that to heartbeat most of the time.
Okay,
you say. And so we do our deals back and forth. I had one lady in our group, one of our most famous volunteers, and she had a surgical procedure one time, and she wasn't going to be able to come to the work days. And she said, I just don't know what to do. I'm not going to be able to show up and work at the work days. And I said, I'll get you some stuff to do. So I got her filing questions on financials.com.
Not Helen.
I said I wasn't going to say her name. And then she came to me and she said, are you doing this just because you feel sorry for you? I said, for me? I said, no, I feel sorry for you, but it's not because you don't know what you're getting ready to get into. And so,
I'm really
so we
can,
you know,
you.
No matter what
yep.
handicap you have. And I was also talking to somebody.
And what level of knowledge you have.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly, yeah.
You can be like Smitty and be a real expert, or you can be just starting out. Somebody new to the area that just didn't garden before and just wants to learn about gardening here.
I was talking to a guy the other day, going through chemotherapy.
Uh-huh.
He said, do you know what chemotherapy is involved? What happens when you have chemotherapy? He said, you sit in a room, they start the therapy on you. And then you sit in the room. I guess they put it in your veins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to sit there in a room with people for 4 or 5 hours. And I said, how many are in there? That sounds like a lot of wasted time that we could be getting some volunteer hours out of, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, we can find
We just may come to you.
That's right.
This show is about you coming to us, but we just may be coming to you.
And we're desperate for volunteers.
And volunteerism in San Antonio doesn't always involve sensitivity or anything.
Well, that's right. That's for good. We don't care.
Smitty, thanks very much, man.
Sure. Thank you.
You take care.
Have a good year.
You bet. You have a good year, too.